Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Tmura, Perik Aleph. Mishnah Gimel. Ein Mamirin, Evarim Beiburim. You can't make Tmura if you want to try to substitute or exchange the limbs, Evarim, of a Chulin animal. Again, the Chulin animal means that it's not Hegdish. Chulin is like Chayil. Chayil is weekday. So, Tmura won't work if you're trying to transfer Kiddush over here onto a Chulin limb from a Hegdish Uber. Uber is an unborn baby. So what is he saying? This is what he says. He says, let's say the leg of this Chulin animal be Tmura for the Hegdish unborn baby that's still in its mother's womb. Well, the leg does not become Tmura. And the other way around won't work either. V'loi ubarim be'ivarim. You can't substitute the unborn baby that's chulin for the limbs, let's say for the leg of Hegdish of a carbon. So if someone says, okay, I have a regular cow over here, not Hegdish. There's a baby inside the mother. I want that unborn baby, the fetus, which is chulin, to meet tmura for the limb, let's say for the leg of this carbon. It doesn't happen. Vayitra says in Mishnah, V'lei evarim v'iburim b'shleimim. Tmura will also not work. You can't substitute a chulin, limb or unborn baby, b'shleimim with whole carbonis. So if someone says, okay, let the leg of this chulin animal be substituted for this entire carbon, a whole Hegdish carbon, it still doesn't mean anything. The leg does not become tmura. It gets no Hegdish. Vayitra v'loi shleimim behen. And here too, it doesn't work the other way around. You're going to try to substitute a whole chulin animal. It won't work if someone says, let this whole animal, I have here a cow, it's chulin, it's not Hegdish. Let the whole animal be a substitute for the leg or the uber or the fetus of a carbon, of a Hegdish animal. Nothing happens. You can't draw the tmura out of the limb or fetus or unborn animal. When the Torah tells us about Tmura, which again, you have this unique concept of you're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, it works. That's a behemoth for a behemoth, an animal for an animal. An unborn behemoth is not considered an animal, and a limb is not considered an animal. At least the Tanakhama holds this way. Rabbi Yaisi says, Mimirim Evarim Bishleimim, a person can make Tmura by substituting the limbs of chulin animals for whole karbonos. V'loi shleimim be'evarin. I will agree, you can't make tmura by substituting a whole chulin animal for, let's say, the foot of a carbon. So, to make this simple, what's Rabbi Yaisi saying? If I have here a foot, just a foot, it can become a tmura, but it can't make a tmura. So why does Rabbi Yaisi hold that a limb, even a limb, can become Tmura? I'm Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi said, V'loi b'mikdashin, we see, when it comes to Hegdish, if someone's going to say, Raglish l'zu oilet, forget Tmura. Let's say I go over stam to a behema, and I point to the foot of the behema, and I say, let the leg of this chulin animal be a carbon oilet. You know what happens? Kula oilet. The whole animal becomes an oilet. The Tanakhama would agree with this. The Gemara dashes it. Some of Pasuk says the Bat Tanura. It says, Kala sheyita mimenu l'Hashem yiyah kodesh. So we learn from here, yiyah kodesh. If you are magdish even a little bit of an animal, the entire animal becomes hegdish. That being the case, Tainit Reb Yoisi, af kishi ya'aymer. Even if someone's going to say, Ragla shalzu tachazu. Let the leg of this chulin animal be a substitute, be tmura for a whole carbon. So tehe kula, tmura tachtel. Then all of it, meaning the entire animal, should become tmura for the carbon. So just like a limb can become hegdish and take the entire animal with it, it should be able to receive kiddusha from another animal through tmura. But Rabbi Yaisi agrees, you can't make tmura by substituting a whole chulin animal for the limb of a carbon. The limb can't make tmura, but it should be able to receive kiddusha through tmura. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. Tmura won't work if you try to substitute limbs for fetuses, fetuses for limbs. or limbs and fetuses for whole karbanos, or for that matter, whole karbanos. Let's see, you want to say, I take my whole chulin animal, and I wanted to get kiddusha from a limb or a fetus, it won't work. Reb Yossi says a person can make tmura by substituting the limbs of chulin animals for a whole carton, but not the other way around. A limb can become tmura, but it can't give kiddusha through tmura. Reb Yossi's taina, well, look at tchilas hagdish. That means not tmura. Someone says, the foot of this animal should become a carbon oila. The whole carbon becomes a carbon oila. So therefore, Zok Reb Yossi, if someone's going to say, ragla shel zu tachazu, let the leg of this chulin animal be substituted for the whole carbon, it should also become a complete carbon.